Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Choices turned to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing, and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh. It's all about choices and decisions. Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody. Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody. Nobody. Yeah,
decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. Sold to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell, but yeah.
Make it through. Yeah. But nobody. Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah. Man.
consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low. I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Tonight, everybody out there on YouTube and Facebook who will be watching this video, we thank God for you as well. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got a special introduction tonight. Amen. From the three of the Prevost children alive with us. Amen. We got the 4.2. You see over there chilling on the couch. Praise God. Amen. But we're going to go ahead. Can y'all get an introduction? Praise God.
This is the
Anointed
Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, More Than an Hour of Power.
Well, praise God. More Than an Hour of Power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, indeed, we have come to have more than an hour of power on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is Thanksgiving. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to get into, hallelujah, more into Thanksgiving. Praise God. But first, we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name. Lord, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you keep your promises, Lord, and you said in your word that when two or more come together in your name, you are in the midst. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of this on tonight. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit come in and move in a mighty way, Lord. Lord, we bind any work of the enemy right now, any work of Satan. Hallelujah. We bind him right now and we cast him away. We command him to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everybody that is on their way to get to the line tonight. Everybody who is coming online to watch the video on tonight. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And Lord, we just want your word to be spoken on tonight. And we pray these things in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. We truly thank God for each and every person who has called in and who has tuned in. And before we get into the word of God on tonight, we want to open up the phone lines. Praise God. Hallelujah. If there's one on the line tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request, amen, the line is open. Will there be one on tonight? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. We truly just thank God for everybody who called in. Hallelujah. Everybody who has tuned in. Amen. We will be opening up the phone lines later. Praise God. If somebody has a testimony or a prayer request, amen. And we are just going to go ahead and get into the word of God on tonight. Amen. And like I said before, today is Thanksgiving. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And a lot of Christians would argue that today is a pagan holiday. Praise God, that we should not be celebrating. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in a way, they are correct. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a pagan holiday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It commemorates, hallelujah, amen, when the English settlers came, hallelujah, to America and so-called founded America, praise God, but killed off, amen, the people that inhabited the land at the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Therefore, every year we come together and we celebrate a mass murder. We celebrate, hallelujah, the biggest theft in world history. Praise God. Hallelujah. But us not celebrating Thanksgiving, praise God, the thing is, we should celebrate Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving should not be reserved for just one day out of the year. Praise God. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to say tonight is Thanksgiving is not a time that should be reserved simply, hallelujah, as a holiday, as a special time to give thanks. What I'm trying to say tonight is every day should be Thanksgiving. Praise God. We shouldn't have to wait, praise God, for a certain time of year, amen, to be compassionate. We shouldn't have to wait for a certain time of year to be giving. We shouldn't have to wait for a certain time of year, amen, to be caring. Hallelujah. We shouldn't wait for a certain time of year to now we're going to talk to that family member, or now we're going to make up with that friend, or now we're going to go over to this person's house, or we're going to invite that person over to our house because it's Thanksgiving and it's the holidays and it's the right thing to do because it's the holidays. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is not an attitude that we should have simply one day out of the year or simply a season out of the year. Praise God. We shouldn't have to have a time of the year where you can come and sign up, amen, and get your bills paid, or come and sign up and get your children, hallelujah, some toys, or come and sign up and get your family a full dinner. Praise God. Hallelujah. We wait till this time of the year. Praise God. And then we go and we get into our little lines and we go to our little homeless shelters and we put on our little aprons and we feed the homeless this time of the year. We donate our old clothes that's in our closet that we didn't want and wasn't going to wear anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. And donate them to people. Praise God. Hallelujah. We do this at this time of the year. Praise God. Hallelujah. This time of the year, we start going to church a little bit more often. Praise God. Hallelujah. We start, amen, giving, amen, to charitable organizations this time of the year. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God sent me here to tell you tonight, hallelujah, praise God, that Thanksgiving, hallelujah, and a time to be grateful, praise God, and a time to give, and a time to be caring, and a time to be compassionate is not reserved simply for a season out of the year. Praise God. Thanksgiving, amen, should not be a holiday. It should be an attitude, and it should be an everyday attitude. There should be not a day past, praise God, when the same attitude that you have in this time of the year, the same attitude that you have in this season, praise God, is the same attitude you should have 365 days out of the year. Praise God. You shouldn't be nice just because it's the holidays. You should be nice just because you woke up this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. You should be compassionate because you've been in other people's situations and you should understand what other people are going through. Praise God. Hallelujah. You shouldn't talk about other people and talk bad about other people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you don't like people talking bad about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You shouldn't just help somebody because it's just the time of the year. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because everybody don't need help around Christmas time. Praise God. Some people need help in the middle of the year. Praise God. Believe it or not, some people are homeless in March and need to be fed in March too. Praise God. Believe it or not, in the middle of August, there's some people out there that don't have clothes to wear. Hallelujah. And don't have food on their table. Praise God. Believe it or not, all year round, people are in need. Believe it or not, praise God, all year round, people are looking for compassion. People are looking for hope. People are looking for sympathy, not just in the holiday season, all year round. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to talk about a familiar scripture, a scripture that I've read 1,000 times, praise God, hallelujah, but we may not even get through the whole scripture because verse 1 alone, praise God, hallelujah, of Psalms 100, amen, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, praise God, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me translate this for you. The writer is saying, make a joyful noise unto the Lord no matter where you come from. Praise God. No matter what your background is. Hallelujah. No matter what color you are. Praise God. No matter what your nationality. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Thanksgiving, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God. He did not say, amen, when you receive something from the Lord. Praise God. Give him thanks and give him praise. He did not say, praise God, hallelujah, during the holiday season. Praise God is when you should be thankful unto the Lord. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. He did not specify a time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he goes on to say, to serve the Lord with gladness. All that stuff you do during the holiday season when you feed the homeless during the holiday season. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you do it during the holiday season and say, I done did my part. Praise God. I done did what I'm supposed to do. Hallelujah. Last Christmas, praise God, I donated clothes to the homeless shelter. I donated the toys for Tots. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But what about the rest of the year? Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't put in a little bit of time and say I've done my part and expect to make it in. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't going to make it in by works, but if he was to judge you by your works, hallelujah, praise God. If your works are simply specific to the time of the year, praise God, or how you feeling, praise God, amen, then your works don't account for nothing, amen, if you're just giving somebody your old rags that you didn't want no more. Praise God. There's a story about a man that went to hell. It was a rich man, hallelujah, that went to hell, and there was a poor man named Lazarus, praise God, hallelujah. And the thing about it was the poor man lived, he was a homeless man that was at the gate of the rich man. But the rich man only gave him his scraps off of his table. He only gave him his leftovers, praise God. He only gave him the things that he was done with and didn't want anymore. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is that what some of us are doing when we think we're doing our part by donating this and donating that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Even when we're putting our money in church, are we just giving God our leftovers, whatever our pocket change is? Hallelujah. Praise God. We're not putting God first. Hallelujah. We're not giving God our best. Praise God. That's why Cain didn't make it in. Hallelujah. Because Cain didn't want to give God his best. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wanted to give God what he wanted to give God instead of giving God what God asked for. And God asked for your best. He said, when you get it, put your best to the side, because that first 10% is mine. I want my 10% off top. Hallelujah. Praise God. The first fruits belong to me. But we want to give people, and when we give the people, we're giving to God. He said, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. When I was in prison, you didn't come see me. And when I was homeless, you didn't give me anywhere to stay. And they said, Lord, when did we do this to you? And he said, when you saw your brother was hungry, when you saw your brother was homeless, when you saw your brother was in prison, when you saw your brother was thirsty. Anytime you give or do for a person, hallelujah, God says you're doing for him. So when you're giving me your leftovers, you're giving me the stuff you don't want. Praise God. This is what you're doing to God. You're giving God the leftovers. You're giving God what you don't want. Hallelujah. And then you want to tell God you did your part. In the book of Malachi, he said, God says, you want to give me what you have left over. You want to give me what you want to give me. He said, try paying your government like that. Try paying your taxes like that. You can't pay your taxes like that, because Uncle Sam going to get his off top. He ain't even going to wait for you to get your check, because he don't trust you like that. He know you going to try to do him like he do God. So before you even get your check, he done already took his taxes up out of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He get his off top. God say he want his off top, but he giving you the option. He giving you the free will to give it to him, but you don't want to give it to him. You want to give him what you got left over. Hallelujah. You want to give him your pocket change. Praise God. And then you want to only specify what you're going to give him, and then when you're going to give it to him. It's not Christmas. It's not the holiday season. I don't have the holiday spirit. I'm going to be a Scrooge every day of the year until Thanksgiving hit. Once Thanksgiving hit, hallelujah, I'm going to be a saint all the way up until New Year's. But then when New Year's come back around, I'm back raising hell and being the heathen that I'm normally am. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm back being selfish and stingy. Hallelujah. And then when I get to heaven and make it in front of them gates, the first thing I'm going to be saying is, Lord, but I fed the homeless. Lord, hallelujah, praise God, I gave in your name. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, I cast out demons. Hallelujah, praise God. I gave free revivals during the season, the holiday. You know, during the holidays, they don't charge you. Hallelujah, in the prayer lines, because it's the holidays. Hallelujah, praise God. You know, during the season, even the church be trying to charge you. Hallelujah, praise God. We be trying to charge for conferences. Amen, praise God. Jesus, let me tell you something, and I'm going to move on, but I got to stop here real quick. When we charge for these conferences, amen, and we open the doors up to the church, but you got to have a ticket to get in. It's pre-purchased and all this other stuff. Jesus said, don't even take a money bag with you. He said, freely you have been given, freely you shall give. In other words, I've given you the word for free. For those of you that's from the hood and from the street, I done gave you the game for free. And therefore, I want you to give the game for free also. I don't want you charging for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want you selling your DVDs for $39.95. Praise God. I want you to go out there and I want you to teach and preach the gospel. I don't want you to charge $45. Amen. For the marriage conference. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to just open up the doors. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord said, I said you can take up an offering. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you want to charge for tickets at the door. Praise God. Unless it's Christmas time. Hallelujah. And you feel in the holiday spirit. Now everything is free, but you still going to take up an offering. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that goes to verse number 2. When I said serve the Lord with gladness, you got to be glad to do what you're doing for God. You can't be doing it because you feel pressured. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't be working the usher board and you know, hallelujah, you hate standing on your feet all day. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're not glad to do it. You're just doing it because you feel obligated to do something somebody has told you to do. You know you don't really want to be on the deacon board. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you really hate the job that you have been given in the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Bible says we are to serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. See, that's the problem we have in the church. As soon as somebody, so we're so desperate to get some members, that soon as somebody walk in the door, we want to put them to work. Hallelujah. But I'm reminded right now of Mary and Martha. Martha was so busy working. Hallelujah. But Mary was just sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus talk. That's compared to the person that comes in the church and immediately they get in the choir. Immediately, hallelujah, they get on the usher board. Immediately, they sign up to be a deacon, praise God. But Mary, she just sat in the audience, hallelujah, amen. She was just in the pews listening to the word of God. Before you can serve God, you first have to know the God that you serve. The problem is we got a whole bunch of people serving God, but they don't know the God that they serve. How are you going to fix me a cup of coffee if you don't know how I like my coffee? Praise God. You first got to learn how I like my coffee before you can serve me my coffee. Praise God. The same thing goes with God. Before you can properly serve God, you first have to know what God likes. Hallelujah. You listening to what somebody else is telling you. Hallelujah. God likes, and you need to find out for yourself what God wants from you. And when you find out what God has called you to do, then you can step into the position where you are supposed to be in. Praise God. And then you can serve the Lord with gladness. If you serving the Lord and you ain't glad to do it, you are in the wrong position. You have been forced into a position where you ain't supposed to be in. Hallelujah. You see all these puzzles here on this table. Praise God. My wife put these puzzles together, and T.D. Jakes used the parable. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a puzzle piece that looked like it ought to fit, but it just don't fit, but you try to force it to fit? Hallelujah. So, see, some of us are trying to force in ourselves. We're trying to force ourselves to fit into positions where we don't belong. Hallelujah. And the picture ain't never going to look right until you get into the proper position that you are supposed to be in. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. They say come before his presence with weeping and moaning and crying and murmuring and complaining. See, you want God to do something for you, but you want to tell him how bad a job he's been doing so far. Hallelujah. You don't come to God and say, God, I appreciate you that time you saved me from the car accident. I appreciate that time they shot up the house, but the bullets didn't hit me. That time I could have got raped, but you blessed me to get away. That time I could have got beaten, but you blessed me to get away. I should have been dead right now, but thanks to your grace and mercy, I am still alive and I am still well. All because of you, I ought to be happy in my spirit right now, no matter what I'm going through. I ought to be giving them the glory and the praise. There ought to be a song in my heart, no matter what the situation is right now. I wouldn't be alive or here to even go through what I'm going through right now if it had not been for the grace of God. Hallelujah. You should be like Marvin Sapp right now, and you should be singing how you never should have made it without you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song said, I would have lost it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 3, it says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. I got to stop right there. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. You got to put God in his proper place. It's not knowing that the Lord is God. He's saying you got to know who he is. If you know who he is, you'll put him in his proper place. Hallelujah. And when God gets in his proper place, things will begin to fall into proper perspective. Hallelujah. But if you keep trying to be God, be your own God, It's not that you don't know he is God, but you're not letting him be God. Hallelujah, praise God. You want to be God. Hallelujah, and you're taking things into your own hands. Praise God. But if you know who he is, you can let him be who he is. He is God. Hallelujah. He goes on, it goes on to say, it is he who has made us. It is he that has made us. It is he that made. You didn't make yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know how everybody, they got this term, I'm a self-made millionaire. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm a self-made entrepreneur. I'm self-made. I'm self-made. You did not make yourself. When you understand that you did not make yourself, hallelujah, not only did you not create yourself, praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you and I formed you, I shaped you, I molded you before you were ever born. Not only that in that perspective, but whatever you have accomplished in your life, you did not accomplish by yourself. Moses did not make himself. Praise God. If it had not been for God on his side, he could have never went to Pharaoh the way he went to Pharaoh and not be killed. He could have never demanded a man with no power. Hallelujah. All his power has been stripped away. All his authority has been stripped away. But now he's nothing but a sheep herder. But he comes to the governor. He goes to the president. He walks right up to the king and he says, let my people go. Hallelujah. He couldn't have done that on his own. Jesus, hallelujah, could not have done it on his own if the Holy Spirit had not ascended from heaven like a dove and rested upon our Lord and Savior. If the clouds had not opened up and we heard the voice of God say, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. That's why he said, hallelujah, that he told John that you got to baptize me because I got to go through process. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to go through process. Hallelujah, amen. He's got to be the one to make you. You just can't step out and proclaim you a prophet. You just can't step out and proclaim that you're an apostle. You cannot just step out, hallelujah, praise God, and proclaim that you are a bishop. The Bible says, and Jesus said this, that no power is given unless my Father from heaven gives it. Praise God. You trying to give yourself power, but you have not put God in this place to understand it's he who has made us. Hallelujah. It is he who gives us position. Praise God, it is he who gives us authority. Praise God, I don't care how many degrees you got. God will take somebody with no degrees and put them in authority over you, and then you are feeling salty because you didn't spend all these thousands of dollars. Hallelujah, praise God. You went out, you did everything through man. It's impossible. You did everything humanly possible to achieve the position yourself. And then somebody comes along, praise God, and allows God to use them. They have allowed God to be, they allow themselves to be an empty vessel, hallelujah, and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and use them in a mighty way. And then God elevates them, and now you salty, and now you turn into a hater because you never put God in his proper place. It is he who makes us. Hallelujah. And now we ourselves, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Wait a minute. Y'all ain't catch it. We are his people, praise God, and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it one more time. Somebody go. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The sheep graze in the pasture. Hallelujah. They eat in the pasture. Hallelujah. They sleep in the pasture. Hallelujah, praise God. See, you think the house is yours. You think the car is yours. You think the spouse is yours. You think the children are yours. You think the ministry is yours. You think the church is yours. You think everything belongs to you, but he says, this is my pasture. You are my sheep. I simply allow you to graze. Hallelujah here. Praise God. It don't belong to you. This is mine. And when you begin to realize you don't You don't own anything. See, that's the problem, especially, hallelujah, praise God, with a lot of our minority people, praise God. You have not come to realize that nothing belongs to you. Ownership, you want to own everything. You want to put your name on something, hallelujah. You want to say this belongs to me. You want to have a legacy. You want all this. But before you, God can give you anything, you get first got to realize, so none of this belong to me. David, the first, amen, really ordained king of Israel, the one that was chosen by God, praise God, when he was just a shepherd boy, wrote, hallelujah, in the scriptures that the earth and the fullness of belonged to God. He recognized that nothing he had belonged to him. It all belonged to God. All the houses, all the cattle, all the land, hallelujah. It belonged to God. God just simply allowed him, hallelujah, to live in that house. You ought to give you that. That's what, another reason why you ought to give God thanksgiving every day. Hallelujah. The house you live in don't belong to you. I don't care if you done paid it off already. It's not yours. God allowed you. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, the Bible says he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He had to make you get into a position where you can lay down in the place where you're at, and now you want to claim it's yours. Oh, my God. And now that you think it's yours, you can't give thanks for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you are giving thanks for it, you're thanking yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Let me go back. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Let me explain something here. See, when David wrote this, King David, the writer of Psalms 100, when he wrote this, he had to literally go to the temple to be in the presence of God. See, that's when the presence of God was believed to be behind that veil. Remember the veil that ripped from top to bottom when Jesus died on the cross? That's where the presence of God was. So he had to enter into the gates with thanksgiving because he was entering into the presence of God. But no longer do we have to go to an isolated place to enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Because since the day of Pentecost, oh, hallelujah, praise God. Since the day of Pentecost, when they were on one accord and the Holy Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind, ever since that day, the Spirit of God has dwelt within us. Hallelujah. Therefore, if the Spirit of God dwells within us, then we are always, oh Lord, in the presence of God. So therefore, we should always, hallelujah, amen, have thanksgiving in our hearts and in our mouths. We should always, amen, have praise on our lips. Praise God. Hallelujah. We should always be thankful unto his name because we are always in the presence of God. Is God. Hallelujah. And then in verse 5, hallelujah, King David, he wraps it all up. Why? Hallelujah. Why? He said, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Praise God. Why should I be thankful? The Lord is good. Why should I magnify his name? The Lord is good. Not only is the Lord good, the Bible says, his mercy is everlasting. His mercy is everlasting. How many times has the Lord, so you need to talk to some senior saints and see how many times the Lord has poured out their mercy on him. Hallelujah. That's why they're thankful. Hallelujah. That's why they appreciate the Lord. That's why they cry when they're on the altar. Hallelujah. That's why their praise ain't like your praise. Praise God, because they know, hallelujah, how good his mercy is. They have experienced the grace of God. They know, hallelujah, there's a tale in the Bible, praise God, when Jesus was sitting, hallelujah, with a Pharisee named Simon. He was sitting with a preacher. Hallelujah. And this woman, hallelujah, this woman, amen, that was you might say she was a actor. Hallelujah. She was one of them kind of females. Praise God. She came in and she saw Jesus and she began to worship him. She began to kiss him. Hallelujah. Amen. She began to wash his feet with expensive cologne and perfume. Amen. And the preacher said, if he was a prophet, how could he not know what kind of woman this is? Hallelujah. Jesus said, you don't feel like you need to be forgiven for much. But this woman feels like she needs to be forgiven for a lot. And she's appreciative to me because she knows the grace and mercy that God has poured onto our life because only she knows her story. Hallelujah. You see her story at point in time, but I know her story from beginning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. See, you know your story. Hallelujah. I don't know your story. Praise God. Only God, you and God know your story. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why my praise is different from your praise. That's why your praise is different from his praise. And his praise is different from my praise because we all got different reasons to be thankful for. Amen. Be thankful to God. Amen. Praise God. And some of us know what we've done. We know we done pushed the envelope. We know we should be dead right now. We know we should have caught that disease. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know we should have lost that job. Hallelujah. We know that spouse should have left us, but if it had not been for the grace of God, hallelujah, it's everlasting. And his truth, hallelujah, his truth endureth to all generations, to all generations. The same truth that David is speaking of, hallelujah, some 18, 20,000 years ago, praise God, hallelujah, is the same truth, amen, that we have access to today. Hallelujah, the same grace and mercy, hallelujah, that David got when he slept with another man's wife. Hallelujah, when he had that man killed. Praise God, amen, and had a baby by this man's wife and then had the nerve to marry the man of God. Because some of y'all say I'm too holy and too saved and nothing like that ever happened to me, but this happened to David, a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah, but God showed him grace and mercy. Hallelujah, praise God, and allowed him to live. And allowed him to remain on the throne. Praise God. Hallelujah. He had to go through some things as the result of his own actions. But God forgave him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I say that to tell y'all out there who are listening out there in radio land, those of you listening out there on Facebook and YouTube, no matter what you have done, praise God, God still loves you. No matter what, hallelujah, you have been through, God still loves you, and God will forgive you. God will forgive adultery. God will forgive murder. God will forgive blasphemy. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you you done sold your soul to the devil and you can't get it back. First of all, hallelujah, your soul ain't yours to sell. Praise God, hallelujah. You belong to the Lord. God, in the beginning, God took a lump of dirt. He shaped it and molded it into the form of man, and he blew breath in command. It's his breath in your body. You can't break, you cannot sell anything that does not belong to you. And legally, you belong to God. The Bible just taught us that we are his people. Hallelujah. And we are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. Praise God. All generations. Praise God. Hallelujah. His truth endureth to all generations. The same grace and grace and mercy your grandma got. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't let your grandma fool you and let you think she's been that church going woman with them big hats the her whole life. She at some point in time she received some grace and mercy. Don't let Pawpaw fool you. Praise God. Grandma got some stories about Pawpaw. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some things Pawpaw had to put her through in their younger days. Don't let these people fool you that say we've been happily married 25, 35, 40 years. Ain't nobody been happy that long. Hallelujah. Somebody lying. praise God, if it had not been for the grace of God, if it had not been for the mercy of God, if it had not been the grace and mercy that endured to all generations, some of us would not be alive today. Some couples would not be together today. Some of these children would not be alive today if it had not been for the grace and mercy of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as I get ready to wrap this up, hallelujah, praise God. Now, all we're trying to say today, hallelujah, amen, we're not going to get into how this is a pagan holiday and we're not supposed to celebrate it, praise God. We're not going to get into where it stems from and how much murder came from it. We're going to get into the fact that the day itself is called Thanksgiving. Praise God. And Thanksgiving shouldn't just be one day out of the year. Hallelujah. The holiday spirit just shouldn't be in a season out of the year. This is what God expects us to do. Hallelujah. Year round. 24/7, 365 days, you should be giving to the poor and to the needy. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you should be glad to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. All year round, praise God, you should celebrate Christ. You should celebrate God, and you should thank him for the blessings that he has bestowed upon you. You should thank him for the mercy and graces. For that time, you should have been locked up. For that time, you should have got shot. For that time, you should have died. Hallelujah. Praise God. For that time that I'm talking to somebody, for that time, your wife almost caught you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if it had not been for the grace, hallelujah, and the mercy of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is an everyday thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God said this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 7. He said, even from the days of your father, you have gone away from my ordinances. Mine ordinances. I looked up ordinances, and ordinances is ordinary behavior. Praise God. Ordinary behavior. Praise God. And have not kept them. You have not kept the ordinary behavior that I expect from you. Hallelujah. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. If you stop making it just a seasonal thing, hallelujah, praise God. And then even those of us that try to act saved, hallelujah, try to act saved year round, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We even then we only make it a Sunday thing. It's a Sunday thing. I'm holy on Sunday. Praise God. I wear my church dresses on Sunday. I don't cuss on Sunday. I give God the praise on Sunday. But what about the rest? Hallelujah, of the week. He said, return unto me and I'll return unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you start doing what I tell you to do, Jesus said it like this, you say you love me, but if you love me, you would keep my commandments. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You would keep my commandments. This is like a relationship. Hallelujah, praise God. And when you love somebody, there's some things you don't do because you don't want to hurt that person. Hallelujah, you want that person to feel a way. That's why you don't cheat. You don't cheat on your wife because you just love your wife so much. Praise God. You cheat because of the effect that it would have on her, I hope. Hallelujah, that's why you don't do it. Praise God, because you're thinking about her and her feelings. Praise God, amen. Praise God, because if it was up to you, hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to be real about it. If it was up to you, praise God, hallelujah, you'd be hitting everything moving. Hallelujah, praise God. But you realize if somebody else that cares and loves you, hallelujah, and you love them, so because you love them, you don't have any other women before her. Hallelujah. Because you love God, there are no other gods before him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you love God, you keep his commandments. He said, just come back to me. Start doing this year. Don't make it a seasonal thing. This is a year-round thing. Hallelujah. Children need help all year round. Praise God. Hallelujah. People need help paying their bills all year round. Praise God. People need clothes all year round. People hungry all year round. Hallelujah. Just don't turn it on because it's the holidays. Hallelujah. The Lord said, if you're going to turn it on, keep it on. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're going to talk it and walk it all year round. Hallelujah. Praise God. I keep telling you, hallelujah, being a Christian, and I'm getting ready to close. I'm going to close with this. Being a Christian, hallelujah, is not a diet. Praise God. It's a lifestyle. Praise God. I was talking to this vegetarian, and he was telling me how, amen, they just don't eat meat. You know, a lot of us want to eat meat, so we say, I'm going to be a we want to lose weight, so we say, I'm going to be a vegetarian, and I'm not going to eat meat so I can lose weight. We turn it into a diet. Praise God. But he told me, he said, you know what, we not only don't eat meat, we don't eat eggs, we don't drink milk, hallelujah, we don't eat cheese, we don't eat any products because it comes from an animal. Praise God. We don't wear leather, hallelujah, we don't wear furs, any clothes made from an animal. We don't eat any food that is tested on an animal. We don't eat any take any medicine or use any products that are tested on animals. Praise God, because the whole purpose of this is a lifestyle of us where we don't want any harm to come to God's creations. Praise God, this is a lifestyle. So if you're going to be a vegetarian, you have to practice. It's almost like you are a religion. You have to practice all of these elements. So you can't eat eggs. So you just can't say, hey, I'm a vegetarian, but I still eat cheese. Or, hey, yeah, I'm a vegetarian, but I still wear a fur coat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to practice. That's what we do as Christians. I'm a Christian, but I don't just give my money away like that. I'm a Christian. Hallelujah, praise God. But I only really help out the poor that one time a year. I'm a Christian, but I'm still going, hallelujah, praise God, get this divorce, praise God, because I'm just ready for a new one. I'm a Christian, but I don't practice all the attributes, praise God, hallelujah, of being a Christian. And then some of us think the attributes of a Christian are just not cussing, not smoking, and not drinking. But Jesus drank with the sinners, and the Pharisees had a problem with that. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. He ate with them too, and if he was eating with sinners, that means he was eating stuff that Christians ain't supposed to eat. See, we focus more on you know, traditional things than looking at the core of the matter. Hallelujah, when a Christian, amen, is supposed to love his brother as he loves himself. A Christian, praise God, hallelujah, is supposed to love one another as Christ has loved us. That is what a Christian is supposed to do. If you think just because you stop smoking and you don't cuss no more, that's going to get you in, praise God. But you say you hate your brother and you say you love God, but you see your brother every day and ain't never laid eyes on God. The Bible says you are in danger of the fires of hell. The Thanksgiving and the holiday season traditions of now we're going to be giving, now we're going to volunteer, now we're going to give to the needy, now we're going to give to the poor, now we're going to be nice to people, hallelujah. I'm not going to cheat on my wife during the holidays or around our anniversary, hallelujah. I'm not going to beat my kids because it ain't birthday coming around. You're supposed to be like this all year round. Praise God. Hallelujah. All year round, this is the way you are supposed to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time out for being sometime and seasonal Christians. Hallelujah. We are the light of the world. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we hope that it resonated in somebody's hearts, mind, and soul on tonight. Lord, we will continue to magnify and praise your name and bless each and every last one of us who heard this word on tonight to have a spirit of thanksgiving in our hearts, minds, and soul 365 days of the year. And Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we magnify your high and your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank God for each and every person who called in and tuned in on tonight. We want to open up the phone lines one more time before we get out of here on tonight. If there's someone on the phone lines tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, amen, or a comment on tonight, the phone lines are open. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Praise God. Will there be one? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we just truly thank God for each and every person who called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person out there on Facebook and YouTube. Amen. Who tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody, hallelujah, amen, that we are changing our lineups. Praise God, hallelujah, and kind of reinventing things here at Care Broadcast Radio Network. So we want y'all to stay tuned in and stay plugged in, praise God, hallelujah, to find out the changes that are going on. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. One thing we want y'all to know that we might be switching networks, praise God, hallelujah. We're looking for to get to a broader audience, praise God. We're looking to open up and reach more people, praise God, amen. So we are looking forward to the future, praise God, hallelujah. And we will be having daytime and evening shows as well as night shows, praise God, depending on the day of the week. We're just trying to work some schedules out, praise God, hallelujah. So, amen, if anybody out there who has called in and tuned in, praise God, and you want to, amen, send a love offering, or if you want to contribute, amen, anything to the ministry, praise God, you can go online to our PayPal link at paypal.me/theanointedtruth. Or you can send checks or money orders to Care Church Incorporated, 183-483 Arlington, Texas, 76096. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and pray out at this time. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit speaking and moving in a mighty way on tonight. Lord, we just want to worship you and praise you and magnify your high and your holy name, Lord. We continuously magnify you. We continuously lift you up, and we will continuously have an attitude of gratitude. We will continuously be thankful to you for each and everything that you have done and that you are doing in each and every last one of our lives. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time on Care Broadcast Radio Network.
Top flight.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We got London Lit on the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money, I wanted to find a thing. I was a trooper in 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and it wasn't no limit.
I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing. Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash, but he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow, asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques, I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe, rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.